June is usually a slower time of the year for the Rugby Livestock Auction in Rugby, North Dakota. Owner Cliff Matson says it's normal to have cattle sales every other week. This year, there are sales scheduled every week in June, and that's expected to continue in July. Exceptionally dry conditions are drying up water sources. There's limited to no grass to graze, and feed costs are high. Shortly after noon today, the Rugby Livestock Auction will be selling more than 1,000 cow-calf pairs.
We went from a normal year to now we're about to encounter something we've never, we just don't know how to handle it. Lots of cattle coming to town this time of year, which is unheard of.
Matson's already turned down people to sell at this sale.
And, the phone rings off the hook every day from people wanting to consign, and the phone rings off the hook every day for people wanting to buy.
Matson and Field Representative Kyle Shively both have cattle. Shively's already culled half of his herd.
This is a very stressful time, and I started mine 3-4 weeks ago. You had a neighbor that's ranching check in on him. If it doesn't bother you to sell half your cow herd, you're probably not a true rancher. I mean, most of us invested 20, 30, 40 years in building this cow herd, and they're seeing half their cows go just overnight. Many of these guys probably never will get cattle back again. I think, the younger people, my age, 35, younger, this will dang near break them. I mean, a little bit of drought payments we're going to get is not going to help them out one bit.
With little to no rain in the forecast, it may only get tougher to feed cattle as the year goes on.
A lot of these ranchers that can maybe get by with the summer are going to have to buy a lot of hay, and hay is not going to be cheap. And our margins in the cattle industry have gotten so small in the last 3-4 years that's probably going to be the breaking point. Even if they can make it through the summer, I don't know that they can go through the winter, buying $100 bale of hay to try to feed these cows.
Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Kara Hart for the Red River Farm Network.